collateral damage, civilian casualties, terms used to describe the unintended consequences of war. But the notion of war itself is fluid. Along with wars fought by countries, there are also wars fought for human rights, and sometimes those too have collateral damage. And what if you're fighting for justice and you know in advance what might happen to innocent bystanders? Do you continue or do you stop? That's the dilemma facing the protagonist of The Royale, a play by Marco Ramirez at Aurora Theater Company in Berkeley through December 10th. The story of Jay the Sport Jackson is loosely based on the real-life tale of the boxer Jack Johnson, the first African-American world heavyweight champion, and the play takes us through the series of events that lead to the fight that eventually puts him on top. The unintended consequences are the potential series of violent actions taken by angry whites after the fight ends. Serving as a graphic representation of the fight for justice is the sport itself, boxing, where the goal is to render one's opponent unconscious and unable to continue. Because stage fights feel bogus, and because the play itself is steeped in metaphor, the playwright takes a different route, with a stylized version of the fights, using clapping, lights, and other effects to show the opponents battling one another, parallel rather than facing each other. This becomes clear in the first scene in which Jackson goes up against the man who will later become his sparring partner and friend. It's an audacious idea that sets the stage in the opening scenes and will prove itself in the climax toward the end when all the themes of the play come together. Where the production falters is not in those scenes, but in most of the more naturalistic dialogues. In keeping the level of intensity at fever pitch during those scenes, the fight scenes, the brilliant and original core of the play, do not receive the attention they deserve, and it's a shame. Calvin M. Thompson and Donald E. Lacey can be given credit for their satisfying performances as Jackson and his manager, but it is Atim Udofia as Jackson's sister Nina who takes the play to a whole different level. It is she and her performance, in the midst of an often bombastic production, that brings the play down to its human and emotional core. What exactly are the personal consequences and the grief that comes after the triumph of human values over racism and bigotry? The Royale by Marco Ramirez, directed by Darrell V. Jones, plays at the Aurora in Berkeley through December 10th. For more information, you can go to auroratheater.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.